today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaam Alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we are so happy to be with you. Today, we're going to speak about the message of Qadir.
من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا.
Today, Monday, is the 14th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment and listen to Chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has been counted as the self of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. But that great event, the Lord and the Messenger of Allah, made us understood that these holy persons, Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, were the assistants and associates of the Messenger of Allah in inviting people to the truth and to his sacred goal. They, following him, were ready to face with dangers and continue the path of his movement.
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana المتمسكين بولايته علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Today, again, another episode about the message of Qadir. We're going to speak about winners and losers on that event. At Qadir Khom, the Prophet made a supplication to Allah and asked him to support whoever supports Ali and oppose those who opposed Ali. The first point here is to recognize that the invocation of the Prophet is obviously always accepted by Allah, and therefore we have a clear-cut line drawn that differentiates between two parties, those whom Ali supports and those whom Ali opposes. This distinction is not limited by time and place. It continues today. If we stand on the side of Imam Ali, then Allah will support us. We will also be obeying Allah's command. We'll be successful in this life and the hereafter, God willing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir Khum. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O my followers, I'm leaving behind two valuable assets as legacies to you, and it is to be seen as to how you behave with these two legacies of mine." At this moment, a person stood up and said with a loud voice, "What do you mean by the two exquisite things?" To this, the Prophet replied, "One of them is the Book of Allah, one side of which is related to Allah, and the other side is in your own hands. And the other thing is in my progeny and my Ahlul Bayt, my household. Allah has informed me that these two memorable things will not act separated from each other. Yes, O people, don't seek precedence over the Qur'an and over my progeny, and do not be negligent in your behavior towards them, lest you should be annihilated." At this moment, he held the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam and raised it so high that the witness of the armpits of both of them became visible to the people. He introduced him, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, to all the people and then said, "Who enjoys more rights over the believers than themselves?" All of them said, "Allah and His Prophet know better." Then the Prophet said, "Allah is my Mawla, my Master, and I am the Mawla of the believers, and I am more deserving and enjoy more rights over them than they themselves. Yes, O people, of whomsoever I am the Mawla, this Ali is also his Mawla. O Allah, love those who love Ali, and be inimical to those who are inimical towards Ali. O Allah, help Ali's friends, humiliate his enemies, and make him the pivot of the truth."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special, an ex of Imam Ali that proves politics and ethics can be combined interesting. He was patient and tolerant in practicing politics. On the issue of political behavior of the commander of the faithful, he used to tolerate his opponents and even his enemies as much as possible. Although it is true that he experienced three wars during his nearly 5 years rule, he fought in these wars after he showed all kinds of tolerance. The commander of the faithful was not a person to draw his sword without showing proper tolerance towards his opponents. During the Battle of Jamal, which was one of the most difficult tests of the commander of the faithful, he said, "Certainly these people are in agreement with disliking my authority. And I will show patience. I will carry on until I perceive that disunity among you." When the commander of the faithful sees that the enemies are creating discord between Muslims and they are pitting brother against brother, he enters the arena and eliminates the fitna, but he shows patience and offers his advice as long as he can. Know this, Eid al-Qadir is the greatest Eid of Allah. The commander of the faithful is a person whose personality and status as God's representative of Quranic concepts and teachings cannot be blemished by anyone living either in those times or afterwards. Well, they used to curse him, but they even curse Allah and the Holy Prophet. Cursing someone is not a good reason for rejecting them. When everyone abandons their biased feelings, they cannot cause the least amount of damage to this enlightened and sacred body. The Holy Prophet chose that person as the embodiment of imamate. This became a regulation until the end of the world, whenever Muslims want to be guided by Allah so that they implement Islam and achieve the Islamic community, this will be the rule and the regulation. They should revive imamate. Of course, they can never get close to any of the criteria and standards that the Holy Prophet announced.
It is incumbent upon us to come to know the qualities of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, so that we can apply them to our very own lives. Thereby, we will achieve not only success in this life, but also in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important criterion in the Holy Quran. What is it that makes me better than other people? Is it my financial status? Is it my social status? Is it the family that I belong to? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look for when He is observing us, when He wants to elevate us, when He wants to give us a greater reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this very clearly in the Holy Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable amongst you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one with the highest level of piety. The pious one is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exactly looking for. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam then naturally concentrated on this virtue throughout his entire life. He was the most pious companion that ever existed after the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. His level of piety ascended to such unmatched and unprecedented levels, to the extent that till this very day, when we read about his life, we are baffled at the sincerity, at the devotion that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I think we choose one of the interesting topics in Islamic world, and that is about Qadir. So let's continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, Allah bless all of you and fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.